Thank you very much, Brian. Returning now to that news that the businessman Michael Stone has revealed that he paid for public expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue's posters to be erected during the 2020 election campaign. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal and the party's spokesperson on Enterprise. And thank you, Louise, for joining us this morning. Now, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said this morning that there is no question about Minister Donoghue having broken spending limits or anything like that, and I quote. He said it's a question of spending having gone accounted for, some spending, and it went unaccounted for because he was unaware that it occurred, as in Minister Donoghue was unaware that it occurred. What's your reaction to that take on what we heard this morning?
That completely lacks credibility, Claire. This story is getting more farcical by the day. It isn't credible, and I really, I cannot stress this enough. It is not credible that a political donation in relation to the postering was made, and that the minister was not aware of it. That it was made over two separate elections, and the minister wasn't aware of it. Let's be honest. You know, I've been a candidate myself twice, but I've been involved in election campaigns. Putting up the posters is absolutely central to the campaign. Of course, the candidate is involved in that, but so is the director of elections, so is the director of postering, so is the director of canvas, and indeed the whole team are going to be aware. We're talking about the smallest constituency in the state. They would have been passing each other when they were out canvassing, for goodness sake. You know, it is not credible at all. This is a political donation. This is a donation from big business to the Fine Gael party. But this is about how close Fine Gael are to big business. And indeed, you know, this brings up questions around favours for friends when we consider that the selfsame businessman was appointed to the Land Development Agency, a very powerful agency indeed. And he was appointed outside of the normal political process. That appointment was approved by Cabinet, with Pascal Donoghue sitting at the Cabinet table. So let's not let ourselves get distracted now. This is about political donations from big business.
Well, he has stepped away from both roles, hasn't he? We learned that in the statement today from both the Land Development Agency and the North Inner City Implementation Board. He wasn't being paid for either role. Do you think it was right that he resigned from those boards?
That's entirely a matter for himself. What I'm interested in is the accountability from the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform. And I think, you know, this is now a matter that the minister has been aware of since 2017. He knew that the van was provided in 2017. So he's been aware of this now. He had line responsibility for the oversight of SIPO during this time. He was aware of this. He was made aware of it again with media queries in November 2022. And he simply said, everything is in order. Everything is above board. And we now find that that is not the case. So the minister last week, he had his hastily convened press conference on Sunday. He was in the Dáil. He was facilitated with two statements. He was allowed to make two statements. He was asked questions. Obviously Piers Doherty took the lead for the opposition. And let's be honest, Claire, if Piers Doherty hadn't been asking repeatedly and repeatedly about the 2020 election, I don't think that this would have come to light. I think it's, you know, the minister's been forced to answer questions. Instead of getting out ahead of this and trying to preempt what he knew those questions were going to be, instead we see the minister being forced again, because he did not answer all of the questions last week. He now has to come in again to the Dáil.
But when you look at Michael Stone's statement, he says that Pascal Donoghue asked him, and on two occasions last week and in December, Michael Stone said to Pascal Donoghue, I didn't pay for those posters to be put up in 2020. And then he realised afterwards that he was wrong and that a payment had been made. So Pascal Donoghue is likely to tell us that he was unaware that Michael Stone had paid for those staff and for the van back in 2020.
He should have been asked that question at the time. He should have been aware of it. And
well, he did. And Michael Stone said, no, I didn't pay.
And we know that he was aware of the we know that he was aware that the van was supplied in 2020. But we also know that the minister with line responsibility for SIPO is more than well aware that it is the full commercial value of these donations that has to be declared. So very helpfully in this instance, we have the minister's constituency colleague, Mary Fitzpatrick, who did use a private company in the same constituency to put up and take down posters. That value was €5,000. So we know that Minister Donoghue got assistance from his friend, the businessman, over two elections. And the full commercial value, as provided for us by Mary Fitzpatrick, was €5,000 per election over two elections. That's €10,000.
Is that just
full
for putting
commercial
up,
value?
Putting up and taking down the posters.
Putting up and taking down. And indeed, she's very specific on the separate amounts for both. There's a separate amount. It's €4,920, just to be precise. And there's separate amounts in her returns provided for both. One for putting up the posters, one for taking down the posters. So we can reasonably assume that the value of this political donation made by Pascal Donoghue's friend, the very wealthy businessman, is approximately €10,000 over the course of two elections.
So are there any plans then for Sinn Féin to table a motion of no confidence in the minister?
We want to hear what the minister has to say today. The minister is well aware of the questions. He was asked them last week by the members of the opposition. He did not take that opportunity to address those questions. He knows what the questions are, and we are hopeful that he will come in and answer those questions today. He has an opportunity. We also have the opportunity now, though why we didn't have it last week is anyone's guess, but we have the opportunity now to ask questions of the minister. And the minister is well aware of his obligations. He is the line minister with responsibility for SIBO. Yeah. He does not get to say that he didn't, that he wasn't aware, because he was made aware of this in 2017.
Okay. Well, Louise, there
again,
is a, there
November
is
2020, and now we have,
and you've said that,
our third statement in the Dáil for the minister.
Because, Louise, there is a perception out there, or certainly some would say, that Sinn Féin is pulling its punches a little bit here, because who's to say that one of your own parliamentary party members doesn't have a similar infraction?
That's not true. We're simply allowing the minister the opportunity again to answer questions. He knows what those questions are. He's been aware of this since 2017. It's taken him quite a while to come up with the explanations that he has to date. They don't hold up. They lack credibility. He knows that, and that's why he's coming back into the Dáil this afternoon. And he has an opportunity himself to address these concerns, including why he did not act in 2017 nor again in 2020 when these matters were brought to his attention.
I just saw a couple of the independent TDs were saying to the papers, I think it was in the Independent I read this, over the weekend, that nobody was really talking about this or saying it was an issue for them. They're talking about the usual concerns that everybody has around housing, health and the cost of living. Do you think that voters are really concerned about how much Pascal Donoghue's friend spent on his posters?
I think voters are rightly and justifiably concerned about accountability.
Well, did anyone say it to you over
openness.
The weekend in
they
your
did
constituency?
Indeed. Yes, they did indeed. I think they're concerned about accountability, transparency and openness. And I also think that they are concerned about the cosy relationship that Fine Gael seem to have with big business. And indeed, we know that there was a donation made, and we know that there were dozens of raffle tickets bought. So we know that there were substantial monies given to the Fine Gael party, or indeed to Pascal Donoghue himself for his campaign. And we know that the full commercial value of that over two elections is likely to be closer to €10,000 than the absolutely unbelievable figure which the minister has put into the public domain.
Just before I let you go, that report in the Independent today that you've increased security at your home, you've been told about an increased threat to your safety, have you?
I was advised some time ago through the Oireachtas that my name was on some sort of a list, and that there was a threat. And on foot of that, I did increase security at my own home. It gave me no pleasure to do that, but it's something that I suppose it had to be done, and it was done. I do want to stress, though, Claire, because we talk a lot about, about the abuse that women in particular in public life get, but indeed politicians across the political spectrum get. This is a good job. It's a worthwhile job, and the accessibility that we have as politicians that we can give to our constituents is really, really important to me and to my party, and I know to others. We want to be able to maintain that, so we take the necessary precautions. But I wouldn't want any young woman listening this morning considering a role in public life to be put off, because I don't think we can let these people put us off doing our job and put us off meeting our constituents. I think that's incredibly important, and I think we need to keep that.
Okay, Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. Coming up, Damien Lawler on that controversy around the 16th man on the pitch in the All-Ireland Club Final. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.